Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
The worst of the High FM Morning Show podcast.
Now you can start listening.
I've just seen the best advert.
Okay.
Possibly that's a bit harsh of me. I've just read this.
Yeah.
Wedding dress for sale.
Okay, right. Only used?
Worn once by mistake. I'm Stephanie.
That's brilliant. Brilliant.
That just says it all.
Get up. Get up. This is the worst of the High FM Morning Show. Get up.
This is High FM, it's Robin Banks.
Hello.
I'm George Ireland.
Yeah.
I've got a video for you.
Right.
This is a tutorial.
Okay.
Because I thought you could use some help after last week.
What happened last week?
I decided on a new co-host.
Oh, right, yeah,
your
okay.
Lack of dance ability.
Right, yeah.
So we're going to have a tutorial for you.
A tutorial?
Yes.
How cool is that?
By an older white lady.
Right, okay. Right, okay, so this is a video entitled The Worst Hip-Hop Class Ever.
Ever.
Ever. Do I need to get up and start dancing to this as well?
We'll do in a bit, but she's going to talk you through it.
Hey, I'm Dina. Look at my feet. My feet are straight ahead.
Yeah!
You don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that.
I'm going to do this backwards. And
oh my
that's
God.
What makes it look like hip-hop. What this is
oh,
hip-hop
it doesn't.
Is everything's down low. It all is a plié.
Yeah.
I think the first thing
plié.
You know
in a plié.
It's
what are you talking about?
And you know, growing up, my posture was really bad.
Yeah.
My mom used to tell me all the time, stand up straight, stand up straight. Well, you know, I was stand up straight.
Right. Why is she
hip-hop
throwing
hip-hop
her jacket
why
on the ground?
Hip hop.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
She's got to pick it up. Hip hop. You don't do that. One, two, three, four. Hip hop.
So urban.
First thing I will say to you, you want to do hip hop?
Yes, I
you
do.
You got to stand like this.
You got to step right. So.
Hip hop head, we have this. Boom, bam.
I wish you could see this. I wish you could see this. Your like hands are always out like...
Start out just hitting
Tommy
it.
Cooper.
Hitting it.
Oh, my God. Is this actually serious? She is. She's being serious.
She's being serious.
It is. It's pasty white lady.
What we call popping.
She's popping. She's popping. And it looks like she's wearing a goalkeeper's jersey. It does. I swear it does.
They had no baggy pants and no sneakers.
No baggy pants, no sneakers.
Wow, I didn't know what to think about that.
What?
I took some of this from an African piece.
She
like this.
Yeah.
But in hip hop, it's like this.
That's the same movement she's doing. She's doing the exact same movement. Oh, yeah, here we go. We got a class. She's doing a class, George. She's in a class. Oh, my God.
I think we should start dance classes.
Kitchen.
Weekday mornings when you wake up. Yeah, we're sorry.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wake up, get up. It's a brand new day. This is the worst of the High FM Morning Show.
High FM.
This is High FM. Banks here, Ryan's over there.
Hello.
You know the way people go on about their school uniform?
Mine was really cute. I had little hats and everything.
Did you have a little hat? Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
But you went to a posh school.
Yeah.
My school uniform, let me describe it. It was terrible. It was horrific.
It was bin bags.
So it was grey trousers.
That's all right.
And socks, I guess any colour socks, like blue or black socks.
Yeah.
Black shoes.
Right.
Leather shoes. I had a light blue shirt, a blue jumper with the school crest on it.
Even now, blue just screams school uniform to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
With a blue tie.
Right.
And with a dark blue blazer. That was my school uniform.
Well, it doesn't sound that horrific.
Well, it was horrific.
Why?
The reason being, I was made wear that school uniform to a school that didn't have school uniform. That was my old school uniform from the old school that I went to.
No!
So when my parents changed schools...
Why did they hate you?
They made me wear the school uniform from the other school.
No!
That is why.
No!
Yes!
No!
I swear to you.
No!
Yes! Isn't that the worst?
What did you do to them?
Well, I had to wear the school uniform.
No, but your parents...
I know, right? I was born, I existed,
oof.
I wasn't a girl.
Brutal.
That is, isn't it?
Oh, for how many years?
Two.
Dude.
Come on! Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Turn it up!
High FM.
Turn it up!
This is High FM. It's Robin Banks laughing at me. I'm
good
George
morning.
Ryland.
Hello.
You'd be laughing at me last night if you saw.
Last night was your touch rugby.
Yes.
And it was the first time that you went.
It was.
Whereabouts did you go? Where was it?
It was Royal Flight.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. It was very nice down there. It's my first time.
I've heard.
So I went down there. You know, you get a little bit nervous because you don't know the form.
It's first time, isn't it?
Yeah, I've never played rugby or watched it or know anything about it, but there we go.
So this is touch rugby?
Yes.
Instead of tackling...
Just touch with two hands.
You got to touch with two
down.
Hands?
Yes.
Right, okay.
That's it for the minute. We're learning.
Right.
So it's all very doable. If you're interested, it's through Muscat Rugby Football Club.
And this is just girls?
just go. But I was waiting for the other ladies to come along, so there's about three of us, and the guy said, oh, just come and join us. And I was like,
what?
Oh, but I don't know what I'm doing. It's fine. I was literally walking as slowly as I possibly could onto the pitch,
okay,
hoping to be saved by the bell, and I was.
Were you wearing shorts?
Yes.
What?
Anyway,
yeah.
So then we start playing, so we get, you know, all the rules, and we're doing all the, like, training stuff. I put all the technical terms down there. And
were you used to handling the ball?
I wasn't actually too bad with that.
Really?
I dropped it a couple of times, but that's okay. I was actually quite pleased with myself.
Good.
I felt proud afterwards. Excellent. I went there and I did it.
Yeah.
Apart from one...
Of course.
One moment.
Right. Here we go. I'm sitting down.
Yeah.
I've got to sit down for this.
I'm going to stand up for this. So bearing in mind... Bearing in mind, it's touch rugby.
Yes.
No one's going to tackle me.
Okay.
I'm not going to get hurt.
All right.
No one did actually even touch me, but someone literally came towards me and went, ah! Oh, do you know what I did? What? Do you know what I did, Robin?
They were, hang on, they came towards you.
And just went, ah!
Like that. That. Yeah.
Hit the deck.
She's hit the deck.
I jumped right off the pitch.
Where there's gunfire.
Yes. And then I'm lying in a little ball on the ground. I was like, oh, this is embarrassing.
You'll be the last one picked next week.
Oh, they're super pleased to have me.
I bet they are.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits, but not us. Because we don't have any.
It's High FM, Bags here, runs over there.
Hello.
She is. Do you ever take revenge on someone?
No, I think that's a really, really bad thing to do. It's bad karma, it's not going to end well.
It is a bad thing to do, but do you ever think, if somebody really wrongs you, do you ever think, oh, you wait, oh, you
wait? Obviously, yeah, but I think I'm going to leave it up to the universe to get you. Something's going to get you,
so you're,
but it's not going
to
be me.
You're like karma.
Yeah.
But do you track that person just to see if the universe has got them?
No.
No?
No, the angrier you stay, the more you're hurting yourself. I know everyone says that and it sounds cliche, but it is true.
Okay.
Because you're sat there getting all wound up. They're fine.
We know this. We do know this. But
I still sat there and get wound up.
Yeah, exactly, right? Is anybody listening? Because I've never really done it. I've never really taken revenge on somebody.
I've got friends who have.
Like what?
Well, one.
Is this Psycho X female behaviour?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Right, okay.
Yeah. Apparently, if you put sugar in a petrol tank, it rather disables a vehicle.
No.
And then there was, I think I've told you this before, though.
What?
And she found a note in her boyfriend's pocket, and it wasn't in her handwriting.
Yeah.
So she decided the best thing to do, the obvious thing to do, was to cut up all his clothes.
Yeah, I remember this story.
Yeah, and then he pointed out to her... Actually, what would happen is that she'd been going through a cutesy phase where she'd been writing notes to him, but with her left hand.
It was her own handwriting. It was just brilliant. What a great story.
See, own goal.
Brilliant story.
1-2-1-2, hey.
Waste your life now. In the morning. Go ahead. In the morning. Just waste your life now.
Waking every morning. You are now looking at the best, the elite.
The worst of the High FM morning show podcast.
When you wake up.
High FM. When you do get revenge on someone, it instantly puts you in a better mood.
Does it? I mean, does it feel sweet?
This is what they're saying. In fact, it's one of the best methods to switch from one bad mood to one good one. And just to make it even worse for you, these researchers found you don't even need to actually get revenge on the person who wronged you in the first place to feel better. You just got to take out your aggression and anger on somebody else, and it'll make you happier.
What a wonderful world we live in.
You should come and work here at High FM. Happens all the time.
Good morning. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Weekday mornings. On High FM.
Let's go!
There's a new company called Myant, and it's just released a new line of smart underwear.
I can't even imagine what this involves.
This is called Skin. That's S-K-I-I-N.
I thought you said something else then for a minute.
Skin. Here's how it works. There are sensors sewn into the underwear that track things like your heart rate, temperature and hydration levels.
Why do I need my heart rate tracked through my underwear?
Because then it can react to your body by automatically interacting with other smart things in your house.
What if there's a malfunction with these?
Like if you're hot, it'll turn your aircon lower, won't it? Or if you're stressed,
it'll play you some calming music.
Right, so say, you know, if I've got new friends around the house or something and the aircon just suddenly lowers itself. Bear in mind, I've got an LED display. Oh, it's my pants. It's my pants. Sorry about that, it's my pants.
Or if you are away from your house and you break wind, you get home, your garage door's open.
Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Bex.
Whatever you're going to say next, I bet it's wrong.
George Ryland.
I don't want to hear your complaints about being tired.
Get up. High FM.
Hello, good morning. This is High FM. It's Banks here. Are you all right, George?
Just saw something that made me laugh on the internet.
Was it a picture of me?
No, not
from
this time.
1993. Circa.
Oh, Robin, you haven't, have you?
Oh, I did. It was during my dark days.
It just says, one time my roommate's boyfriend tried to break up with her, and she literally said, "Not today, Greg." And that's the story of how they're still together after 3 years. But look.
That's brilliant.
Look what I'm wearing.
Hang on.
Oh, hello. She's lifting up her top. George!
It says not today!
Not today!
But I'm single.
Love can make you vomit.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Here's what you missed!
Lovely Shatters here. This is High FM. This is Banks here. Ryland's there.
There's lots of lovely ladies here.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
I'm all right.
High FM listener.
Yeah, Shatter is here. She's doing the breakfast show on Haller on her own. Now, Shatter, we were talking about you about 10 minutes ago because you have two ladies in with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And are these two ladies your friends?
They are my sister.
They're your sisters?
Yeah.
Oh,
they
wow.
In here.
Yeah, wow.
They came here to support me as Jose is not here.
Yeah. We were saying that. So they've been here. Hello, Shatter sisters.
Hello.
So we noticed that they've been in for the whole show.
Yeah.
Now, when you started, 6 o'clock, they were looking at you going, oh, wow. But as your show's progressed, we've noticed that, I mean, how do we say this?
Bored?
Yes. Shatter said it. That they're kind of looking a bit bored now.
They said, oh my God, why we came here?
Yeah. 10 minutes would have been fine.
But it's true, right?
First they were taking photos.
I know, I saw that.
Excited.
Yeah.
What happened today?
Yeah, why are you bored now?
What she's talking about.
Yeah, exactly, right? So when are they going? Are they staying for the whole show?
Yeah.
They are.
They have to because they came with me in one car.
All right, okay.
So, so I'll stick here. Did I finish my work?
Yeah, okay.
I think they're bored in here now as well.
How are you, girls? Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
All right, listen, thank you very much. Okay. All right, bye, girls. Bye, sisters. Bye.
Oh, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
There are stations that took this off.
George Ryland.
If you like, we can make a weekly appointment and really explore these issues.
Woo!
Get up. High FM.
It's High FM. It's Robin Banks. And George Ryland has a shopping list.
Oh, this is depressing.
Today, you may see her in a supermarket.
Yeah.
Buying.
This is what's on the shopping list. Bananas.
Wow.
Onions.
Yeah.
Other veg. Tuna. Fruit,
hang on. Whoa. Rewind. What's the other veg? Is it just when you get to the vegetable section, you just go, oh, yeah, I'll have some of that?
No, do you know what it's going to be?
What?
Whatever comes in the packet I buy.
Oh.
Living alone.
1, 2, 3.
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
I could be the one
to wake up with
High FM.
This is High FM. Banks here, Ryan's over there.
How are ya?
We're week two into the new year, and I know that a ton of people have already given up on New Year's resolutions.
In all fairness, though, it does feel like we're further in than week two.
Here is how to get back on track, and so you don't have any of those excuses, kind of which George has just set you up for. When it feels later.
You're welcome.
Number one, if you can't stick to your diet, it might be too ambitious. Instead of aiming to cut out all carbs or doing a juice detox, try something a bit more reasonable.
So you're basically saying that just in the second week in, just aim lower.
Yeah, basically.
Right.
Which you should also do in life. as well. Just be more reasonable and keeping your sugar intake under 5% of your daily calories. Yeah?
It's going to be fun to work out.
Number two, if you've been to the gym less than twice this year already, either you didn't have a plan going in or your exercise plan was too much, so you gave up. So again, just take it a little bit easier.
Just don't bother as much.
Pick some exercises you like and then schedule to do them.
Like watching TV.
So if you hate running, don't make yourself run. Go for a little meander around the block.
TV.
No, don't watch TV. No.
It's an activity.
Oh, come on. I'm trying to do a little bit for people. I'm trying to be a public service broadcaster.
By telling people to just aim lower?
Yes.
All right.
It helps.
It's like the show, isn't it? It's appropriate.
Yeah, there you go.
Aiming lower.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Good morning, everybody. Hello, how are you, George?
Hello, how are you?
It's a phone call for George, obviously.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'll just bail out of this one then.
Is it too early to call from now?
No, of course not. You can call whatever time you want. It's never too early. We're here from 6 till 10.
Oh, all right. Okay, so, Robin, do you know whom you are looking like?
Who I'm looking like?
Yeah.
All right, be really careful.
Well, it can't be Tom Cruise, because
really,
that's taken.
Really, yeah.
Okay, try.
Okay, you want me to guess?
Yes.
Right, who do I look like? Excuse me.
who do you look like? Having a look at him now.
Yeah, have a little look at me.
He looks like a radio genius.
Oh, how wrong you are.
But honestly, you are looking like Donald Trump.
You're kidding me, right? Because there's people listening to this now and thinking about Donald Trump if they've never seen one of our videos or photos of myself and George. Yeah.
Ask George.
George, do I look like Donald Trump?
It's not that your face looks like Donald Trump.
I hate
it's the
you.
Blonde toupee. I told you to stop wearing it.
And you're really orange with little hands.
Yeah, the tiny little hands are freaky.
Right, yeah, great. Thanks for that.
And George,
No.
Hang on 1 second. There you go. I've cut him off. He's gone. We'll never know.
Bummer.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wow, these guys are definitely something special.
This is High FM, it's Robin Banks.
You're stretching when you're saying it.
Oh. I can do jazz hands if you want.
Good morning.
It's Robin Banks.
Good morning, we feel your pain. Look at us, we're stretching as well. Oh, it's too early.
Actually, it's because I've been working out.
Oh, here we go.
Thanks for noticing.
Here we go.
Guess where I was yesterday?
Was it the Grand Plaza?
Yeah, the Cliff Club.
Darling, the Cliff Club.
Darling, I went to the Cliff Club yesterday.
Was my mate Sammy there?
My mate Sammy, actually.
My mate Sammy.
Who vaguely remembers you.
I love Sammy.
How is Robin? So Robin is well.
Yeah.
No, he's not going to be back anytime soon.
I miss his gut.
No, Sammy is lovely as always. So he did a training session with me.
All right.
I mean, mainly because I went and found him and went, could you get me back on track, Sammy?
Please, Sammy, please.
I'm not going to be working out for like 3 months. So we did the session. And then at one point, I was doing some sit-ups or whatever it was.
Sure.
And he gets these ankle things.
Oh, hello.
So he puts it around one of my ankles. I felt like I had a tag on. Thug life.
I must have brought back memories of you a few years ago. That's why she had to move here, you know.
We don't talk about that on the radio.
I know, I'm sorry.
So then he puts the other one on and it gets a bit mafia, like I'm going to be swimming with the fishes in a minute.
So you had two tags on.
Yeah.
Did they bleep at any time?
They were disabled. I know a trick or two.
Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Robin Banks.
I put my heart and soul into this show.
George Ryland.
You're going to hear some fear.
Woo! Get up. High FM.
This is High FM. It's Robin Banks.
Hi, good morning.
I'm George Ryland.
Why have you got those three containers upside down?
This is my magic kit.
You're about to do magic.
This is professional.
Okay.
These are not coffee cups.
Okay.
Made of paper at all.
Right.
So, what you might not know about me is I'm actually a full member of the Magic Circle.
Wow.
Because there's loads of random things that people don't know about me and don't expect. So I thought I'd do you a trick this morning.
Okay, brilliant.
Because you've hit the wall.
Yes.
So
yes, I have.
I'm going to take one for the team. So,
right.
First thing you always need is a cape.
And you just happen to have one there.
Yes, this is not Cassie's blanket.
He's got these blankets.
This is not. This is my cape. Yes.
Right, so George is now... What are you doing with the cape?
I'm putting it on.
So you're putting the cape on.
There you go. It's just part of the stage persona for when I perform.
If you're listening to this on the radio, this will be, hopefully, a video on our Facebook page later on.
I don't have a ball. So what?
This is the worst magic on the radio ever. So
we've got
this broken bit of a plastic spoon.
That's right, Robin.
Is replacing a magician's ball.
So right. Keep your eyes on that. Okay. It's going under that cup.
It's going under the middle cup. And yeah. She's got, this is the old one.
Oh, no.
Guess which one it's under now.
Oh, this is just brilliant. Oh, you have to see this on the video. It'll be up on Facebook later.
Thank you.
It's just the most amazing trick.
Tomorrow, I saw Robin in half.
Robin
Bikes and George Ryland. The worst of the High FM Morning Show podcast.
High FM. Banks here, Ryan's over there.
All right.
And we've got the new device that lets you track something on your phone.
Stalky.
It's not stalky.
How is it not stalky if you're tracking someone?
Okay, well, it's not someone. I never said someone.
Got me on a technicality.
A group of scientists in Australia, mate!
Pepper!
Just completed the first successful test of their new invention, which is a little electronic pill that you swallow to monitor the wind in your stomach.
I did not expect it to go there.
And it lets you watch your wind forming in real time on your mobile phone.
Yeah, not for me.
The practical applications are like seeing what foods give you gas.
Oh, if only there was another way to find out.
Knowing when a big noxious emission is coming out so you can preemptively roll down the windows in your car. That'd be quite nice, wouldn't it? Anyway, we're probably still a few years away from these pills being ready to hit the market. And just because we can do stuff like this with technology now, does it really mean that we should?
And why am I doing this when I have a Netflix subscription?
Banks and George Ryland.
Wow, these guys are definitely something special.
This is High FM. Banks here, Ryan's over there.
Good morning.
Did you read this story about the Japanese astronaut?
I did, yes.
So this dude, he grew 3.5 inches, so that's 9 centimetres.
In 3 weeks.
In space.
Yes.
How crazy is that?
There was an update this morning, though.
Is there an update?
Yes. What's he has
update?
Now said, about that.
Yeah.
Turns out I was wrong.
Really?
But the Earth is shrinking.
And in tomorrow's headlines, NASA is eagerly welcoming their newest volunteer, High FM's Kathy Douglas.
Ooh, you'll pay for that.
Because she's small, isn't it?
Oh, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Bex.
Let the probing begin.
George Ryland.
Yeah, I've been having an issue with him too.
Woo! Get up.
FM. Okay, do not open that picture yet.
Okay, but I'm ready.
You're ready. We got a message yesterday. Actually, not this show didn't. This was sent at about 6:15. And this person has not messaged or WhatsApp before. And this person looks like a movie star. And he sent his picture in. And underneath his picture, the message says, a lot of people think I look like, and then...
Oh, right, so he does know.
Yeah, he knows this. So I've just dialed his number in. Please, please, please answer the phone. I've sent this message, his picture, to George. George hasn't seen it yet. When we speak to him, I'm going to ask George to open up that picture and have a look. Yes.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Robin Banks and George Ryland from High FM.
Hello.
Hello. Dude, you are the spitting image of that person.
I'm cool.
Yeah, seriously.
I really want to know who it is.
Right, first of all, who is this? Who are we speaking to?
Anoop.
Who?
Anoop.
Alu.
A-N-U-P. N for New York.
Anoop.
Anoop, right. Anoop, you sent a message into this radio station last night, yeah? And you sent your picture in. This is you, Anoop, yeah?
Lovely.
Yeah. Anoop, who do you look like?
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
George, open up the picture.
Okay, here we go.
If you look at it from the right side.
Sorry, from the right side. I'm just having a look now.
Yeah, it's Tom Cruise.
It's just like Tom Cruise.
Sorry.
I didn't
what
know that.
Belong to her?
The Tom Cruise on his wig.
It's the Indian Tom Cruise.
You must get all the ladies.
So, Anoop, listen, dude.
Yeah.
Seriously, do people come up to you and say, Tom?
Do you have to sign autographs?
Seriously, no, I'm just pulling a passport.
Oh, thank God for that! Oh, seriously! Oh, mate, because you look nothing like Tom Cruise! Nothing!
There is no physical resemblance whatsoever.
Like you do sound... Listen to him! What did you just say?
I do sound like him.
I love this guy.
Weekday mornings when you wake up. Yeah, we're sorry. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Wake up, kid. It's a brand new day. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
High FM.
Oh, George.
Is that your tea speaking to you?
Yeah.
Mine does that to me sometimes as well.
Yeah, this is not a good sign.
I go, hello, tea. Hello. My stomach talks to me as well. My stomach talks to food. It looks at food.
Hello, you.
Hello. Will you be feeding me soon? And then I talk to my stomach.
You're a weird dude.
No, please don't.
Please, no. Leave it for a bit.
No, leave it to me. I've got this sorted. Get up, baby,
dance to the rhythm. Robin Banks.
What? Shut the front door.
George Ryland.
You shut up.
Hi, FM.
Morning to you.
Boring.
It's only boring, Meres.
Woo! Dude, how are you?
I'm all right.
All right.
Listening to you talking about New Year's resolutions and aiming low.
New Year's resolutions.
One thing offended me.
Yeah.
As usual. I don't think it's a new year I changed. It is.
What's he saying? Like,
sorry, about offended.
Juicing. Juicing's offended
juicing.
You. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, juicing. It's not one of the things that you would say. Oh no, if you started juicing, you have to aim lower. What are you gonna do?
Well, maybe if you're juicing a lot and you're not having any meals, maybe when you're juicing, you keep juicing, but when you eat. Then you eat healthily.
So juice and have the meal.
No, it doesn't work like that. When you juice, you're not going to eat healthy.
Just because you're the king of juicing.
He is now. He is.
Juicing.
Ladies and gentlemen of Oman, please listen to Boring Meres because he knows about your health.
Yes.
Yes. Definitely.
See you later, Boring Meres.
See you later. Bye.
Boring.
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. I
could be the one to wake up with Hi FM. This is Hi FM. It's Banks here. Ryan's over there.
Hello.
This new survey found the five things that annoy people the most about the people they work with. Right, check them out.
Okay.
Number five, presenting somebody else's ideas as their own. Number four, always being late.
Number three, not being able to sit down.
Number three, missing deadlines. Number two, gossiping or playing office politics.
Oh, a bit of gossip's all right.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
And number one, not paying enough attention to detail and doing sloppy work.
Yes.
Nothing in there about tea making or swapping chairs or stealing offices when somebody leaves.
And I'm surprised this isn't in there, room temperature.
Oh, God, yeah, room temperature.
I've nearly seen fist fights in offices before.
Guys and girls.
Yeah.
Right? Both against each other.
Yeah.
Girls want it turned up, guys turned down.
Yes, exactly.
I'm not sure there's anybody in the world who thinks that all of their co-workers are great at their jobs, except for me and George, because everybody here at High FM is totally competent and not a clown at all that literally screws everything up.
Apart from Chris Burks.
Oh, and Kathy Douglas.
And then there's Claire.
And James Hall as well.
Ugh, hate that guy.
Oh, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Robin Banks.
The boredom is excruciating.
George Ryland.
This job sucks.
Woo! Get up. High FM.
It's High FM, Robin Banks.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, I'm George Ryland.
Good morning. Stop. Come on.
I think we should all take inspiration today from the Prime Minister of Thailand.
Brilliant, okay.
This is Prayuth Chan-o-cha.
He's who?
Prayuth Chan-o-cha.
It's like you're local.
It's uncanny.
Yeah.
I know, I've been told that before. He had a press conference, so he said his piece.
Yeah.
Now, he brought with him a life-size cardboard cutout of himself.
Brilliant.
Now, for a start, you're a legend just for owning that.
That's just great.
Imagine going to the shop. I want this. It's you. Yes.
And where will I keep it in my house? I know. The front window. And I'll stand beside it with my arm around it.
So he takes it to the press conference. And at the end, he says to all the journalists, if you've got any questions on politics or conflict, ask this guy. He points to the cardboard cutout and he leaves.
And leaves.
Come on.
Yes.
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Weekday morning.
High FM.
So, how are your New Year's resolutions coming? Are you all right? Not going to the gym as much?
You're just bringing up old stuff.
If you're finding that your willpower is already fading, then let's hope you hear the magic words to keep you going.
I'm trying to think what these words could be. I mean, how can anything be that good?
A new study found the key to staying motivated to keep a New Year's resolution to lose weight or get in shape is to hear people say that you look super hot.
Surely at that point you think, that's all right then, I'll not bother.
Yes, specifically super hot.
Super hot.
That works. Now, I quote, hearing you're looking super hot today resonates more than a straightforward you're looking good.
I don't think this is true. Now, I received a nice compliment a few days ago and I had my dinner, which was like scrambled eggs and a bit of salad. And then I thought, oh, well, I got that compliment though. I'll have a mince pie. Don't need to worry.
But did they specifically say super hot?
No, I better go back and complain.
No, exactly, right? These words suggest that our friend is having an emotional response to your appearance. In other words, a person might say you're looking good because they may know that you're already dieting. But if they say that you're super hot, it's because that's what popped into their heads.
Robin?
No. So the key to sticking to your New Year's resolution is to hope that your mates all talk like Paris Hilton circa 2005. Oh, super hot, baby!
Super hot!
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Weekday mornings on High FM.
Let's go!
Like I've never...
It's true, I've just sat down... And it's like I have never sat down before. I've never used a chair before.
I have to say, you're not the best at sitting down.
I'm not, am I?
No, there's often an incident.
And I don't know why. All I'm doing is just bending your knees, putting your buttocks on the chair, and everything should be fine.
And that's a really comfy chair.
Yeah, and this is one of these expensive office chairs as well.
Wheels on it, padding.
It's got everything.
This thing I'm sat on is like a top of a stool.
And it took an effort to actually get that for you. Do you remember that?
I know, because I went to bought it.
Back in the day, you did buy it.
Yes.
Out of your own personal money. But anyway, back to me. I'm okay. There hasn't been an incident.
We need to put you on some kind of sitting down class, don't we?
Is there a sitting down class? I should start one. No, I shouldn't start one.
Probably not going to make you millions.
No, not at all.
How to sit down with Robin Banks.
I'm all right. I'm okay.
Podcast.
Did she beard?
It's my chest hair.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's my chest hair.
Man stuff. Fascinating.
Do you want a radio hug? I'll give you a radio hug, right? Mm. That's, obviously, this isn't to you, George, but this is it, right? Watch this. That's the microphone going down. That's it. There you go.
It starts creepy, and then it's kind of comforting,
it's nice, then it goes back
to creepy.
Yeah.
It's a mix of emotions with that. It's like a little roller coaster.
There's a radio hug from me. Do you want to give him a radio hug as well? Go on, you give him a little radio hug.
Why it's a bit not? Different for me, thank you.
You got to get up. Get up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Robin Banks and George Ryland on High FM.
It's High FM, Robin Banks.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hello.
I'm George Ryland.
All right.
Had an interesting day yesterday.
Good. Do I need to sit down?
I thought you'd make out like you were standing up.
Oh, God!
You hurt yourself again.
Had a fall.
Yeah.
Had a mischief.
Oh, everything hurts today.
Were you at the Crown Plaza?
I certainly was.
Morning, Hervé.
Morning.
Morning, Vaskin.
Sammy's determined to get me into shape.
Right.
So I dropped my car off to service. Yeah. And I went to Crown Plaza.
Okay.
And we did a workout.
Yeah.
And he had me doing some insane things.
What do you have you doing?
So, for a start, I had to lie on this seat, which was like that. So my head's on the ground, and it's a sit-up thing. So I'm going, like that.
A sit-up thing. So this is going from 180 degrees straight up to about 40 degrees.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh! At one point, I love Sammy. He went, yes, you are Iron Woman. I was like, that's right, Sammy. Yes, I am. So that set me up for the day. And right. I didn't have a car.
Okay.
So I decided I'd have a little wander down through Currum.
Oh,
past
wow.
the beach. Very nice.
Yeah.
And then I came over all Forrest Gump. Right?
How?
I'd got involved by that point.
Yeah.
I just carried on. And I walked all the way home to MQ. It took me nearly 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
People were beeping, stopping, slowing down.
Cheering you. George Ryan, yeah. Doing it.
Yeah. And now...
Yeah.
I can hardly move.
That day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run.
It's
so I ran to the end of the road.
She's Iron Woman!
And when I got there, I thought maybe I'd run to the end of town.
President Carter, suffering from heat exhaustion, fell into the arms of...
When I got there...
Go on, George!
I thought maybe I'd just run across Greenbow County.
I thought maybe I'd walk to MQ.
And I figured since I run this far... Maybe I just run across the great state of Alabama.
She did!
And that's what I did.
Yes!
That's what I did.
I ran clear across Alabama. No particular reason, I just kept on going.
Yes!
There it was, down Love Street.
I ran clear the ocean.
Go on, George! Go on, George! Go on, you can do it!
And when I got there, I figured since I've gone this far, might as well turn around, just keep on going.
I woke up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.